Well, the US is opening a federal criminal investigation into the WikiLeaks release of a new batch of documents this week, which detail alleged CIA hacking operations. The confidential documents reveal the tools and techniques used by the CIA to break into smartphones, computers, and even internet-connected televisions. The authenticity of the documents is yet to be verified, but they refer to tools going by code names like Weeping Angel, Hammer Drill, Brutal Kangaroo, and Fine Dining. Our technology editor, Peter Marks, is chuckling at these names. He's previously told us here about how tech-savvy types like Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg cover their laptop cameras with tape, presumably to foil this very kind of surveillance. Peter Marks, hello, welcome back.
Hello, Fran.
Should we all be taping over the cameras on our laptops and our smart TVs?
Look, these particular tools are not for mass surveillance, so no, I don't think this in this case that's what it's about. But certainly people in the know, like Mark Zuckerberg, are obviously receiving advice that it would be a good idea. And he would be a specific target. So what's been revealed this time is background on the actual technical hacking tools that are being developed and used by the CIA. Now, in the past, we've seen an overview of the extent of surveillance, the widespread, population surveillance. And we've also had a tranche of tools, actual software tools, hacking tools released. But now we know the details of how the CIA's Center for Cyber Intelligence in Langley, Virginia, breaks into computers, phones, and even TVs, as you said. Now, there was a hack of a TV recently, but it was actually a hack by the manufacturer, which was surveilling people and what they were watching. Many of the documents appear to be pages from an internal wiki within the organisation where information was shared by staff. And interestingly, they used the Australian Atlassian's Confluence software. So that's nice to see that that's doing quite well in the corridors of power. The tools used by the CIA are a mix of purchase tools, open source tools, some of which were shown at hacking conferences like DEF CON, and there is some in-house work. And the revealed wiki shows the normal operation of a technical organisation. There's people doing R&D, there's people sharing information, there's tips for new starters, little exercises for new developers who've joined the group. Also exposes things like boring forms that must be completed if you want to request a surveillance on an individual. You have to say what operating system they're using, what kind of machine, and what antivirus software they have installed.
There are some great code names in these documents. What's Weeping Angel?
Yes, I wonder if that's a reference to Doctor Who. You know those.
It
horrible,
is. I think it must be.
Were they weeping though? look, it's a system that infiltrates smart TVs. Particularly a Samsung TV, and turns it into a bugging device. It actually has to be installed by plugging a USB key into the side of the TV. So as I said, it's not mass surveillance.
Now this intelligence agent would have to get into your house and do that, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So you really are targeted at that point. But it's interesting because it was done in cooperation with MI5, the UK, and it placed the TV in a fake off mode where all the lights went off, the screen is off, and yet the microphone is active and it's recording audio, which is then sent back when the TV's turned on again properly. And this leaked document had a summary of, quote, accomplishments of a team. So basically, these are teams who are working together to come up with new and interesting hacks and then share them. They also play
and
around...
And use them? Do these documents show whether they've used them?
I guess you would say this is an idea of a group of weapons, and there are pages and pages saying, okay, if the target has this version of iOS or this Android phone or this PC, then this is the tool to use. So it's kind of like a compendium, an internal Wikipedia, if you like, for spies who want to
It's just like watching Homeland. It's exactly what they do in Homeland all the time.
It's all true, and this is the amazing thing. And it's in a sense, it's not surprising. We read this stuff and we go, oh, yeah, of course, that's what they do. Mm. Yeah.
And in some ways, it's what your intelligence agents, what you want them to be able to do. It depends on who they're doing it with, I guess.
Well, and that's an interesting point. So they are finding exploits. They're finding security vulnerabilities in the phones and tablets and PCs and even TVs that we all use. Mm. Once they find that vulnerability, there's two things they could do. One is they could tell the manufacturer, they could tell Google or Apple or Microsoft about the vulnerability and have it patched. And that approach would help everybody's security. That would lift everyone's security.
But that would close the gap.
It would close the gap. So what they're doing is they're holding them back and they are putting them into this archive of tools that can be used. Now, of course, once a country uses one of these tools, people may realise that it's been used and reverse engineer it. So the tool then gets exploited by other governments. There's also some work they've been doing to throw people off the trail, inserting other languages into the tool so it looks like maybe it was a Russian tool instead of a US tool. This, of course, raises some interesting questions. Throwing people off the trail. And, of course, tools are coming from different countries. So maybe a Russian tool is being used by the Americans.
So the sort of ethical issue that's come out of this is, for some, just that the CIA or other intelligence agencies are working out how to do this and are doing this. But for others, it is that they're deliberately not telling the manufacturer that these leaks are here.
That's
right.
These
gaps are here. Just finally and briefly, Pete, past leaks from WikiLeaks of confidential documents have often been quite old documents, but this is quite recent, isn't it?
Yes, they range from this 8,761 documents, ranging from, according to the dates on the document, 2013 up to 2016. There's a page, for example, of iOS versions which have been exploited, and the last one was iOS 9.2. So there have been statements just last night from Apple, from Microsoft and from Samsung saying, yes, they're aware of the documents. Apple said they will move quickly to close up any exploits that have been used and have been published. The motivation for all of this, well, the source told WikiLeaks that they really want to initiate public debate. It does look like the CIA is building a large capability that really belongs in the NSA, but it's inside the CIA. So there's all sorts of things. Are they outside the boundaries of what they should be doing?
Yeah, they're not supposed to be operating within the domestic country.
That's right.
and population. Peter Marks, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Peter Marks is an app developer and he's a regular on RN's Download the Show, but I'm proudest to say he's our technology editor. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.